You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To continue on the theme of cycling in Auckland, I contacted Matt Lowry, the editor of Transport Blog, for his opinion on cycling infrastructure in Auckland. The discussion concerned the current state of affairs of wider transport projects also, and the effect that the upcoming September elections may have on Auckland's transport woes. First, I'd like to start off with, as cycling is becoming a larger part of Auckland as a whole, especially as like an alternative transport method, events such as Go By Bike Day being held recently, would you see the progress of cycling infrastructure heading over the next few years?
Well, we're going to see more and more being added to the city, and particularly more safe infrastructure. So what that means is not just paint on the road, but protected infrastructure like you're seeing on Nelson Street and things like Bike Park, North Western Cycleway, all those types of projects. We're going to see more of those, and also more local traffic calming as well. So rather than just having residential streets where people are racing through at 50 kilometres an hour, which is not really appropriate in those situations, we're going to see more traffic calming to make that more appropriate for people.
So when we see things more like the protected cycleways that head down Carlton Gore and along the top of Simon Street, will that be more of a focus that the council will be taking, you think?
Yeah, that's right. So there's a mix of things that need to occur to make cycling more useful and friendly for people to do. So what we know here and overseas is that people will cycle more when you provide good infrastructure for them to use. So if you just expect people to mix with traffic and to take their life in their hands sometimes when they ride a bike, most people aren't going to do that. That's human nature. Whereas if you actually put safe infrastructure in place, then people will use it. And many people in Auckland have bikes. Many of those would be keen to cycle if they could, but they want to be safe to do so.
Also, I see that the Sky Bridge has been given resource consent. Sort of, what's the progress on that project? Is it looking likely to be finished over the next 2 years or so, like it's planned?
Yeah, we're waiting to hear what happens with that. So as I say, it got resource consent late last year, and it's been through appeals processes, and those have been dealt with now. And so what we're waiting to hear is actually what will happen with construction. So hopefully we'll hear something on that shortly, but we don't know exactly when that might start yet.
Okay, just to sort of change trajectory a little bit, on the current status of, I guess, the general transport projects across Auckland, are you able to give us a little bit of an update of what's happening around the city?
Yeah, sure. So the City Rail Link is now under construction, which is fantastic. So that's really visible if you go down into the city centre. Albert Street and all around Britomart is all full of work, and so that's going to be a construction going on there for a number of years. Overall, that's not due to open until about 2023, so it's still quite some way away. But that will really revolutionise the rail, making it much more useful and more frequent. That'll be really exciting when that happens, but we've got a bit of disruption to go through to get there. Also, we've got other things, not necessarily starting construction, but projects on the way that will be starting in the next few years. Things like a busway from Pamua out to Pikaranga, that's currently going through consenting at the moment, and so that will make it much easier to get from East Auckland into the city, because you get a transfer to a train for a quick journey in. The Northern Busway is going to be extended to Albany, so that will currently end only at Constellation, and so that will make travel on buses there easier too. So there's a number of projects like that are underway. Others are a bit further out, include things like a busway on the Northwestern Motorway, which I argue should have happened as part of the motorway work. And then in terms of other projects being completed shortly, you've got the likes of Waterview, which is a huge project, currently the biggest we've done up until City Rail Link, and that's going to open in April. And the challenge there is going to be that it's likely to, although it's touted as being solving congestion, it's likely to add to congestion too, because you're going to have a lot more people from other parts of Auckland able to get to the Northwestern Motorway and try and get to the city that way, and so that could cause problems, particularly heading to the city and
another kind of issue that's going to be coming up soon with the 2017 election. Do you see Auckland's transport woes sort of being a contentious point between parties? Do you feel like that's going to be a main issue which main political parties will be addressing sort of over the next coming few months?
Transport's an interesting issue when it comes to general elections, and that people don't often vote based on a transport policy, which is interesting because the biggest things are often the economy, the education, health system, welfare, those types of discussions. And transport's actually the one thing that can touch positively or negatively on all of those. And so a good transport policy can actually be key to achieving a lot of other. So it should be a larger discussion, but transport doesn't tend to be. Where a lot of the focus, particularly Auckland, will be on, I suspect, will be around funding. So last year, there was a project between the government and the council released called ATAP, which is the Auckland Transport Alignment Project. And what that was basically is the for years they've been arguing as to what the actual project should even be rather than how much to even pay for it. So what they've come up with is a 30-year strategy for what projects need to happen, roughly when, but then also along with that comes a huge funding gap. So Auckland needs to find, or Auckland and the government need to find another $400 million a year to put into Auckland's transport system, that's just per year, for at least another decade, and then further on after that, to pay for what is needed. And the question is, where does that come from, and who's going to fund that? And that is likely to be where the most of the discussion will occur, is how people will fund that discussion in Auckland. We'll also be looking forward to seeing whether the government extends the urban cycleway fund that they started after the last election as an election promise, and that's been instrumental in getting some of the cycling infrastructure like we've talked before, the light path and Nelson Street and other pieces of infrastructure in place. So we're hoping that we'll see them extended and carried on, and then perhaps even enhanced as well.
Just referring to your comment on funding, personally, where do you think that the council will most likely receive much of that funding from? Do you foresee it as being like a taxpayer kind of issue that will come up?
So there's a couple of sources. So we currently have an interim transport levy on rates that is around $100 a month, $100 a year for households. That is only expected to stay until 2018, then it stops. So that raises $100 or so million worth of funding. So keeping that in place would be a good start. And we're actually in agreement with that on the AA and other organisations. So we should keep that in place. Following on from the other question is around issues like perhaps fuel taxes or road pricing and how we introduce those. And so there'll be likely some discussion around that.
Have you got anything else you'd like to add around the subject?
Just that there's a lot that's happening in transport at the moment, and it's moving quite fast. So there'll be a lot to keep following on from in the next year or so, particularly.
Can anyone explain why the modern day Wales are so big?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.